My exclusive interview with Bachelor Jake's coming up, but right now, another Al Gore scandal. First, it was the cheating rumors, and now accusations of sexual assault. Jerry's got the police report and what Al's saying today.
The breakup, forced to deny cheating claims, and now Al Gore's bad month just got worse. The shocking allegation today, Gore, the target of a sex charge investigation. Extra with a 73-page police report listing Gore as the suspect. The allegation, unwanted sexual contact. The woman leveling the stunning claims, a 54-year-old massage therapist who says it all went down during and after she gave him a massage in this posh Portland hotel. She says it was 2006, one day before Gore appeared at this fundraiser, just a few months after the premiere of Gore's documentary, An Inconvenient Truth.
I am Al Gore. I used to be the next president of the United States of America.
Gore attorneys have denied the story, calling it completely false. Now Extra launching our own investigation. Exhibit A. The case is already closed. Police shutting the book on this one back in 07, saying there was insufficient evidence.
Police said they would have investigated. She never filed charges.
Exhibit B. The National Enquirer says the woman only went back to police last month after she failed to sell her story for $1 million. But the most important exhibit could be DNA evidence. One report says the woman has the pants she wore on the alleged day locked away in a safety deposit box. The question now, what should Al Gore do next?
Until Al Gore comes out and talks about this in some capacity, these rumors are just going to kind of percolate and stay around.
Today, a spokesman tells Extra the Gores have no comment on the report.